According to a source close to Texas Senator Phil Graham, the colorful former economics professor and Democrat-turned-Republican will not seek re-election. Graham, who was trounced in his bid for the Republican presidential nomination in 1996, plans a news conference today here in Washington. NPR political editor Ken Rudin is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Is this a surprise to you?
Well, it isn't somewhat, in the fact that whenever Phil Graham was asked whether he plans to run for a fourth term next year, he's always said yes. He's raised over $3 million for his re-election bid, and that's basically on target of what he's been raising all the previous elections. So it is certainly a surprise. Despite the rumors, though, there have been rumors the past couple of days that he might opt out, but given the fact that he's raised all this money and he's said he would run, it is a surprise.
The man has had impact.
Oh, he certainly has. I mean, going back to the Graham Rudman Balanced Budget Act, as chairman of the Senate Banking Committee, he's shepherded through the George Bush tax cut, the budget cuts. Now, of course, he's no longer the Senate Budget Committee chairman now that the Democrats have recaptured the Senate by the act of a defection. And so perhaps Graham does not want to be in the minority.
Now, how did all of his impact translate nationally when he tried to run for president?
Well, he certainly, the fundraising apparatus was in high gear. He raised millions and millions of dollars. We talked about what George W. Bush raised in 2000. Graham was breaking records in 1996, but he went nowhere, and he was out of the race shortly after the Iowa caucuses.
Now, he's not the only one leaving. Republican Senators Jesse Helms of North Carolina, Strom Thurmond of South Carolina are retiring, both of them strong conservatives. What does Graham's departure mean for conservatives?
Well, it's certainly a body blow. Like Jesse Helms, Phil Graham loves to tweak the liberal Washington establishment, as he calls it, and he's been doing that since he came to the Senate in 1985. And also, it's a body blow perhaps for the Republican Party as well in the fact that they have to defend 20 of the 34 seats that are up next year. And there are also rumors that Fred Thompson of Tennessee, who is not raising money, has not been raising money, may also retire. And there's also rumors about John Warner of Virginia, who's 75 years old. So the Republicans may be having to defend more open seats than they expected.
Can they hold these seats? Can they hold Phil Graham's seat in Texas?
Texas is not the Texas of Lyndon Johnson and Lloyd Benson's days. It's a solidly Republican state. The Democrats didn't even bother competing in the presidential race in 2000 and 1996. And there are a lot of good, solid Republican candidates who could probably hold the seat for Phil Graham.
The game has changed for Republicans on Capitol Hill. There is an enormous difference between being in the majority and being in the minority, and this can't be fun to suddenly find yourself in the minority in the Senate.
Well, you know, we saw that with Democrats on the House after 1994. Democrats who have been controlling Congress for 40 years suddenly said, wait a second, I no longer have this power. Why continue? And perhaps that's one of the reasons Phil Graham is bowing out.
And are the Democrats feeling good about having these openings?
Well, they do in the fact that their longtime nemesis, Phil Graham, as with Jesse Helms, will no longer be on the scene to torment them. But again, they still have a uphill battle to win that seat in Texas.
These are colorful characters.
They are, you know, they don't make them like they used to when Helms and Tower and Phil Graham, all these Southern Republican conservatives have been tormenting them for so many years, but there are fewer and fewer of them around.
Ken Rudin is NPR's political editor.